Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7.05, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you here. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way with your forecast. Already 77, heading for high in the 90s. He's going to break down our chance of rain coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. A good ride from Daphne and Spanish Ford. Again, finding heavier traffic down from Cottage Hill, Mount Lamar, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65. Again, watch your speed. Officers have been working some radar, getting you ready in the school zones. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 and Foley've got their dining rooms open for dine-in lunch today. Pork chops, meatloaf, shrimp dinners, and what they're known for, all their free pass arounds, including all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch. For lunch, it's Lambert's Cafe in Foley. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms. We'll be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com. Also, check us out, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton Orwig has the latest.
Yeah, Sean, nationally, we've now crossed the 5 million mark for total cases of coronavirus in America, and over 154,500 have died due to COVID-19. It does appear that we're heading back down the curve after we hit a second peak for new cases around July 23rd. Yesterday, 51,291 new cases were added, and the seven-day average for new cases has fallen to 53,500 cases per day. It's right around what we were averaging 1 month ago as we were heading up that curve. Testing, though, has been quite a bit lower since the 1st of August. Because of that, the seven-day average for tests has dropped to around 710,000 per day. Just a couple weeks ago, we were up around 840,000 per day, and around 7.5% of those tests are coming back positive for the nation. There were 1,700 deaths reported over the weekend. The seven-day average has been fairly level over the last 10 days for fatalities at right around 1,050 per day. I would expect to see fatalities to begin heading back down this week. There have been nearly 62 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 97,735 confirmed cases in the state as we get closer to that 100,000 mark, and 1,707 have died due to COVID-19. Also, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health, 1,595 Alabamians are currently hospitalized with the virus. Mobile County added 527 new cases from Friday through Sunday, and three new deaths, bringing the totals to 9,947 cases, with 207 that have died in Mobile County. Baldwin County added 164 new cases and two new deaths, bringing their totals to 3,544 cases, with 25 that have died. Washington County has had 391 cases with 12 fatalities. Clark County, 662 cases with 9 deaths. Monroe County, 421 cases with 4 that have died. Kanaka County, 393 cases with 10 deaths. Escambia County, 1,082 cases with 17 deaths. Choctaw County, 283 cases with 12 that have died. And Wilcox County, 429 cases with 10 deaths. Now, locally, if you look at the charts, we are heading down the slope of the first, and I pray only, wave of cases for our area. Now, you look nationally, and it looks like we had two big peaks so far to this point. But at Alabama and here on the local level, we stayed low for a long time, and then over this last month hit one major peak. Mobile now averaging 135 cases per day over the last week. That's the lowest that number's been since July 13th. And Baldwin is averaging 52 new cases per day. That's the lowest they've seen since July 11th. Statewide, there were 1,122 cases added yesterday. 7-day average down to 1,275 per day. That's what we were averaging a month ago on the way up our first major peak. And like the nation's numbers as a whole, it appears that new cases are on the way down the curve after Alabama hit a peak near 2,000 cases per day back on July 18th. There were 33 deaths reported over the weekend. 7-day average is at 19 deaths per day. That's the lowest that number's been since July 14th. And even though the fatality reports for the state are pretty inconsistent, makes it tough to follow the trends. I would say that with new cases and hospitalizations trending down recently, I would expect to see the numbers of COVID fatalities in the state continue to decrease this week following the highs in cases from about 2 weeks ago. That's a look around the state and the nation with coronavirus numbers.
All right, Dalton, we appreciate that. Also, if you've got questions about how the numbers are filed, how cases, if somebody from Washington County comes to Mobile County, gets a test, where does it count against? All those questions were part of the interview we had last week with Dr. Rendy Murphy from the Mobile County Health Department. That one of the many podcasts available for you by going to our website, clicking the podcast tab, or subscribing at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, any of those platforms. Check it out. All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5. And yes, it is the World Health Organization. I know that it's World Health Organization has changed their tune a couple times. In this latest iteration, the World Health Organization says even with the current surge in coronavirus cases in the United States and other countries, lockdowns can be avoided. Here's Jim Roop with more.
First of all, as Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, the WHO's COVID-19 technical lead, says,
lockdown, that means different things to different groups.
Now, the WHO doesn't use that word lockdown because it connotes a one-size-fits-all.
What we've tried to say from the beginning is that it isn't one action.
It's happened, however. Parts of China, much of Europe early in the pandemic actually locked down. It worked, too. The virus spread was suppressed, but it came at a very high economic and mental health cost for many. In the UK, the Office of National Statistics shows the lockdowns have resulted in more than 25 million people suffering from increased anxiety and worries about jobs and finances. Similar studies in Spain, which imposed the strictest and longest lockdowns, Belgium, France, and other countries, have shown similar results.
It's a very blunt measure.
The WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan.
It suppresses the virus by really separating everybody from everybody else. And that's been the struggle. Can we move away from such a blunt measure to a more sophisticated, real-time, localized, targeted, comprehensive strategy based on local data, local action, a rapid turnaround of testing, the ability to isolate and treat cases quickly, the ability to identify, track, trace, and quarantine contacts. In other words, if we are to get out of this, and I would say this to the United States, as I would say to many other countries, we have to create a new partnership, a new deal between government services and community action.
He says individuals must be educated, made to understand, and encouraged to participate in localized, targeted measures to control the spread so wider blanket measures don't have to be reimposed. Citizens, he says, have to take most of the responsibility. Physical distancing, wearing masks, frequent hand washing.
And that requires strong, sustained and trusted leadership at all levels to make that happen.
He also admits it's easy to say, not so easy to deliver. I'm Jim Roop.
All right, 715 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Check in with Dr. Bill for a full weather discussion around 735. Also, heads up, coming up tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Spanish Fort Container Restaurant Park Pavilion, Spanish Fort Mayor and Council Candidate Forum put on by the Common Sense Campaign Tea Party. I'll be there moderating the event, getting the questions asked. It is socially distanced, required face masks, tables under the pavilion, and bring your own lawn chairs to sit out in the grassy area. You can also listen in your car. We'll talk about that later. They've got a little low-power FM transmitter where you can tune in and listen to it in your vehicle if you want to stay in your vehicle.
Very cool.
Which I've always wanted one of those to put in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And have tunnels just to, you know, because some days I could get people listening for 5 or 6 minutes going through there. Some days might be 30 seconds, but just all frequencies in the tunnel.
Well, there is a lack of programming down there.
That's right. So that's what I'm thinking. I just want to fill that void in this and try to fix it. All right. Yeah, on the way, we'll check in with Dr. Bill. Also, Larry Kirby from LCM joins us here in just a little bit. And coming up in sports.
Well, the Power 5 leaders yesterday held an emergency meeting, and they could be postponing or canceling the 2020 football season. I'll let you know what happened in that meeting yesterday coming up in sports. Also, a 23-year-old wins his first major in PGA on the PGA Tour. I'll let you know who that was coming up in just a minute.
All right. And also, speaking of sports, it looks like Paul Feinbaum will join us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on FM Talk 106.5 to talk about that college football conundrum. And let me direct you, too, as well, over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Coolest video you'll see from over the weekend, for sure, provided by Dee Willingham. And it's on our Facebook page as they imploded. Demolished, but in, kind of like an implosion explosions at the Kimberly-Clark recovery boilers. I mean, this was like the stuff you see on when they bring down big buildings in, yeah. in the heart of some city. They did that at Kimberly-Clark over the weekend. That video is top of the stack on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. All right, sports on the way with Dalton, and headlines from WKRG are next.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The SEC and other Power 5 conference commissioners held an emergency conference call Sunday to discuss the immediate future of college football. The call came after reports that the majority of Big Ten presidents want to postpone the 2020 season. Sports Illustrated reports high-level conference meetings are being planned across college football this week, with the expectation the season will be postponed to 2021. A man is in custody following a police chase in Foley. Police believe the driver threw drugs out the window before bailing out of the car and running away. He was caught near the home where the car was registered. We're about 48 hours away from the start of school in Baldwin County. Today, school officials will cut the ribbon on three new school campuses, Orange Beach Middle and High Schools, Florence Mathis Elementary School in Foley, and Bellforest Elementary School in Daphne. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Back to school means sharing the road, and your local officers, along with Bryan Bank, want to remind you to slow down and pay attention when children are present. School zones are congested areas, so stay alert and be prepared to stop when driving. Observe speed limits and always cooperate with safety personnel and our school bus drivers. Buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, don't text and drive, and always be alert. Bryan Bank cares about your safety. Now serving Daphne, Foley, Mobile, and Orange Beach, member FDIC.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. ESPN reported yesterday that there's growing concern among college athletics officials that the upcoming football season and other fall sports will be either canceled or postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Power 5 conference commissioners reportedly held an emergency meeting on Sunday to discuss the immediate future of their college athletics programs. On Saturday, the Mid-American Conference became the first FBS and Group of Five conference to postpone their football season. And ESPN's sources report that most Big Ten school presidents have indicated that they would also vote to postpone the 2020 season. There were reportedly no major decisions made on Sunday night among the Power Five conferences, but ESPN sources have told them that the commissioners talked about trying to collaborate if schools do decide to cancel or postpone fall sports. ACC athletic directors will meet this morning, and Pac-12 university leaders are scheduled to meet tomorrow. There's no word on when or if SEC and Big 12 leaders will meet this week or whether they're on board with postponing the season. Meanwhile, dozens of star NCAA football players used social media and the hashtag #WeWantToPlay to make their intentions clear about what they'd like to do this fall. Players from all five major conferences, including Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Alabama running back Najee Harris, came together to create a joint statement that expressed their desire to play the 2020 season while asking for uniform health and safety protocols for dealing with the pandemic. The student athletes also laid out their intentions to form a college football players association in the future. Coming up at 8:15 this morning, we'll talk with Paul Feinbaum from the Paul Feinbaum Show about some of these recent developments. The Power Five emergency meeting was called 2 days after the SEC released its final list of matchups for the 2020 conference-only football schedule. SEC teams already had 8 conference opponents scheduled for the season, with each team taking on 6 divisional opponents and 2 cross-division matchups. On Friday, the league added 2 more interdivision opponents for each team. Alabama will now face Kentucky in Tuscaloosa and Missouri on the road, in addition to the already scheduled annual matchups against Georgia and Tennessee. Auburn will face Tennessee and hit the road to take on South Carolina. LSU has it relatively easy. They added games against Missouri and Vanderbilt, and poor Arkansas may have the toughest draw. Razorbacks had games against Florida and Georgia added to their 2020 schedule. The SEC has plans to publicly announce the dates for all games within the next 2 weeks, but as I mentioned earlier, that will only come if the season is not postponed later this week. On the PGA Tour, 23-year-old Colin Morikawa won the PGA Championship at Harding Park in San Francisco. It was only the second major tournament that Morikawa has played since his professional career began. While tied at 11 under par with English golfer Paul Casey, Morikawa hit an incredible 287-yard drive on the par 4 16th hole and then nailed the eagle putt to take a 2-stroke lead.
Top tracer, powered by Top Golf.
Well, it looks like a wow. Four,
not right. It's sure brilliant, Nick. It's brilliant. Oh, absolutely brilliant.
An absolutely brilliant shot. The former University of California golfer wrapped up the tournament with a 6-under 64. That was the best closing round by a PGA champion in 25 years. Casey and Dustin Johnson finished tied for second at 11 under par. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick held off Denny Hamlin on Sunday in Michigan to complete a Cup Series doubleheader sweep. Harvick also won Saturday's race. Those two victories gave him 6 on the season, the most of any driver. Harvick's 55th career victory moved him into a 10th place all-time tie with Rusty Wallace. He's now 1 win behind Kyle Busch. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves swept a Sunday doubleheader against Philadelphia with a 5-2 and 8-0 shutout win in the 7-inning-long games. Braves slugger Ronald Acuna Jr. hit 1 home run in the first game and 2 in the second game to cap a great day at the plate. In the NHL, the playoff qualifying series have ended, and the 16-team Stanley Cup playoffs are officially set. First games will begin tomorrow. In the Eastern Conference, number 1 seed Philadelphia will take on number 8 seed Montreal in a best-of-7 series. Number 2 seed Tampa Bay will face number 7 Columbus. Number 3 Washington will play number 6 New York Islanders. And number 4 seed Boston will take on number 5 Carolina. In the Western Conference, number 1 seed Vegas will play number 8 seed Chicago. Number 2 seed Colorado will face the 7th seed Arizona. Number 3 Dallas will play number 6 Calgary. And number 4 seed St. Louis will face number 5 seed Vancouver. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms. We'll be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing. Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies. I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
The members and employees of Baldwin County Electric Membership Cooperative remind motorists that school buses are painted yellow for a reason. Visibility. Always keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. Schools all over South Alabama are resuming for the year. Be careful, slow down, buckle up, and plan to leave for work a little earlier. Take time to be careful. This announcement brought to you by the members and employees of Baldwin EMC, taking part in the annual Back to School Safety Program.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a great start across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, no delays from Malvis to Loxley. And if you traveling through Mobile, we're clear. Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65 looks good. Halls Mill, 90 from Rangeline, Opass, Cagoula, no major backups or delays. Need to get out of the house but want to stay close to home? A staycation at the Battle House Hotel and Spa in Mobile is just what you need. It includes a deluxe, newly renovated guest room, complimentary valet parking, and a $50 Visa gift card. Book at Marriott.com and use code P91. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 727 FM Talk 106.5. Less than 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a look at the tropics and our work week weather. Back to school weather, I should say. Now within 48 hours of kids going back to school in Baldwin County. A lot of private schools, parochial schools as well. Saraland had back to school last week. They were the first in our area. And now one of the three big things, top news stories of the day that you can check out on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. WKRG reports a Saraland High School student tested positive for COVID-19 as of Friday morning. Saraland School Superintendent Dr. Aaron Milner says the school system was notified that an individual tested positive and that five people were quarantined as a result. Those quarantined will remain home for 14 days per the protocol on this. Check out that story and the other top news stories on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. And also while you're there, our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Are you worried about sending your children back to school? Vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. A very similar poll on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. All right. Masks. Did mask story last hour. More masks news this hour. New study out of Duke University looked at 14 different types of face coverings to see which ones block the most particles. And there were some clear winners and losers. This is the kind of story I like, right? It tells you how to do things. All right. Overall, they found out that N95 masks work best. So still N95. They block the most particles. Disposable surgical masks were almost as good, though. The homemade cotton mask with multiple layers did well. Multiple layers, though. Knitted mask with bigger holes didn't do much at all. And also, people, I guess, are using neck fleeces out there.
Yep, seen a lot of those.
They're the ones you wear around your neck when you're working out or working outside. They said they don't block a lot of particles, though, and actually might make things worse. Mm. The study found that they broke saliva particles into even smaller droplets that got through, and those smaller droplets float around the air longer, so they're more likely to get someone sick. So the gators, they're saying, are worse.
Wow.
So now we'll talk about this some more. Dr. Bill's on the way, and news from Channel 5 up next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good. Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The SEC and other Power 5 conference commissioners held an emergency conference call Sunday to discuss the immediate future of college football. The call came after reports that the majority of Big Ten presidents want to postpone the 2020 season. Sports Illustrated reports high-level conference meetings are being planned across college football this week, with the expectation the season will be postponed to 2021. A man is in custody following a police chase in Foley. Police believe the driver threw drugs out the window before bailing out of the car and running away. He was caught near the home where the car was registered. We're about 48 hours away from the start of school in Baldwin County. Today, school officials will cut the ribbon on three new school campuses, Orange Beach Middle and High Schools, Florence Mathis Elementary School in Foley, and Belforest Elementary School in Daphne. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
More than a million new coronavirus cases in the last 17 days in the U.S., raising to more than 5 million the confirmed coronavirus cases nationwide. 163,000 Americans are dead. With Congress failing, President Trump has signed executive relief orders, which correspondent Jeremy Dimon reports are being met with bipartisan opposition.
We heard the Republican Senator Ben Sasse call this unconstitutional slop. On the Democratic side, the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying that these executive actions are absurdly constitutional, and as we have been reporting for the last week, we do expect Democrats to challenge the legality of these executive actions.
China is sanctioning 11 U.S. politicians and heads of organizations promoting democratic causes who have spoken out against China's democratic crackdown in Hong Kong. The number of Americans named by the ministry, exactly the same number that the U.S. listed in its crackdown response. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Chicago Fed President Charles Evans says the U.S. should implement another support package to ensure workers can stay safely at home while the coronavirus continues to spread. Evans says it was up to lawmakers to protect small businesses and vulnerable communities with measures that ensure they can continue to pay their rent and buy food as long as the virus is not under control. Evans' comments come after lawmakers failed to strike an agreement on a second aid package after weeks of talks. Lockdown, hot and desperate for a dip. If you live in some areas of the country, your chances of installing a pool right now are slim to none. Across the U.S. and Europe, manufacturers and distributors of swimming pools and hot tubs are scrambling to meet a wave of demand. Frustrated by the long lead times that are spilling into 2021, some consumers have even resorted to fashioning homemade pools out of metal livestock tanks, despite the health and safety concerns. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
As a new school year begins, the members and staff of Gulf Coast Federal Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit financial institution, remind drivers that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert when driving where children are found. Always buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. This back-to-school message provided by the members and staff of Gulf Coast Federal Credit Union, proudly taking part in the Gulf Coast Back-to-School Safety Campaign.
With Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, the weekend, hot, and but I saw a shower. It was yesterday. I saw a shower in Mobile County. So there were a few.
There were a few, and we did have one hit the airport over the weekend or Saturday, and officially had 0.60, so a little more than a half an inch of rain. That's the first measurable rain so far in the month of August. But over the next few days, we're going to see an increase in the chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, and that'll carry all the way through and into next weekend. As for today, I expect quite a bit of sunshine, but we will see a few thunderstorms around. It's going to be a hot day today, up to 94, possibly 95 degrees. Could see a heat index as high as 106. Now tonight, some isolated thunderstorms are possible, especially in the evening, low around 75. And then tomorrow, another hot day up into the mid-90s, and with some scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. Now the rest of the week, for Wednesday, partly cloudy, a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms, and that'll keep temperatures in the low 90s. And then for Thursday and Friday, a very good chance for thunderstorm activity in the afternoon, and highs both days will be in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what are you watching in the tropics?
Right now, we're looking good across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean, but we do have a tropical wave that's almost halfway now between Africa and the Caribbean, and that tropical wave is organized, and there is rotation. And we expect it to become a tropical depression in the next day or two. It's headed in the direction of the northern Leeward Islands, which really won't get there till later in the week. So we'll continue to watch that. And there's another tropical wave coming off the African coast.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, 78 degrees now at FM Talk 106.5. Heads up to week number two. Although I haven't seen it. Has he walked in yet?
I have not seen him yet.
Because usually he's here by 7:45. The Jeff Poor Show, mm-hmm. week two. So 3 hours of more live local programming for you. So from 9 to noon every weekday, the Jeff Poor Show. He had a fantastic first week. I mean, you sit here and count the number of guests and interviews he had. You'd run out of fingers and toes on that. And another great week of his show starting at 9 o'clock this morning here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, let's check the drive-in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department now on the scene of an accident without injuries at West I-65 Service Road South at Western America Drive. Again, officers have got the wreckers on the way. Looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Still no major delays coming in from Baldwin County. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is a place to go. They have over 400 options of waterproof flooring from carpet, hardwoods, and laminate. They're big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelley Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, That sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
740 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Paul Feinbaum joins us. His question about college football, will they be playing or not? Dalton, you still think they will?
Not all of them. I think the SEC will still play this year.
All right. He'll give us a lineup coming up in just a little bit, and Paul joins us at 8:15, 8:20, something like that. So that's coming up next hour. Right now, let's check in with our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. We always talk about inventory, but what about on commercial vehicles, Larry?
You know, we've had several requests for those, so we've gone out and found some. Just for example, we got a 2012 F750, which is a big boy with 26-foot box bed on it. We got a 2016 crew cab diesel 2500 long wheelbase with a ladder rack already on it. We got a three-quarter ton crew cab with the utility body on the back, long wheelbase.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, if I'm glad you're talking about it here, because people wouldn't even think. They're like, okay, well, they got great SUVs, they got great trucks, gas monster cars, but y'all got commercial vehicles, you got boats, you got all kind of stuff.
We are diversified, man. We might even be international.
I love it. All right, tell folks how to come out and check out all the inventory, including those commercial vehicles.
Come see us at Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmotorcars.com, like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 741. Let's talk about the markets out there as well. Yeah, last week, big on Wall Street. What about this week? Jessica Ettinger has more.
Markets are coming off a winning week. Investors will have new jobs numbers to digest this morning. The JOLTS report will be out. I'm Jessica Ettinger. Markets start this new trading day after a winning week last week. Shares of some big names hit all-time highs on Friday, like Facebook, T-Mobile, Best Buy, Chipotle, Home Depot, Lowe's, and UPS, which announced it's raising shipping fees. Here's a look at the markets year-to-date. The Dow is down 3%, the S&P 500 index up 3%, and the NASDAQ is up a whopping 22%. Gold is trading near a record high this morning. The unemployment rate ticked down to 10.2% for July, in the top 10 for highest unemployment rates in recent history in the U.S., but companies did add workers last month.
I wouldn't celebrate too much. When you look at the number of people on temporary layoff, that fell by 1.3 million. So most of the people who got jobs in July were called back for their old jobs.
Harvard economist Jason Furman on CNBC. President Trump reignited the trade war with Canada. That nation is retaliating by imposing tariffs on nearly $3 billion worth of goods heading north of the border. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the chance of a coronavirus vaccine being highly effective is not that great. John or Chris should ask, what businesses are doing really well in the pandemic right now? Well, turns out Americans are sitting at home and spending on remodeling their homes this summer.
It's hot tubs, screened-in porches, back decks. Outdoor is the new indoor. There was a 58% annual increase in project leads for home professionals in June on House, an online remodeling platform. Outdoor spaces saw the biggest jump, pool and spa, three times what they were a year ago. Homeowners have more equity in their homes than they've ever had before. And so a lot of folks are doing cash out refis, but they're also using the savings they have because they've saved so much from not going out, not eating out, no entertainment.
CNBC's Diana Olick.
All right, 743 FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, you think about that. course, at the Sullivan House, we didn't install a pool as much as we inflated one and filled it up there on the back deck. But, you know, if I go through social media, my friends out there, so many of them have added pools in out there. Also, I think it was Paul earlier on the text line said, check the boat sales. And we've talked about that over the last month and a half or so about boat sales. But he said, you know, boat sales are highest ever during COVID. He said, if you've driven by the dealers, they're empty below 25 feet. So boats under 25 feet. And I mean, I've talked to people that are down in South Baldwin. They're in the business. They're saying just as fast as they get them on the lot, they're selling these boats.
Yeah, I've seen a couple new boats pop up in my neighborhood, some people parking it out in front or in their driveway. So that's certainly that carries into a lot of parts of our area.
It's going to be a lot more people. There already are. I mean, it has been all since the quarantine. A lot more people on the water. Mm-hmm. A lot more people maybe going to the woods and camping and doing that kind of stuff as people change. And what I have to say to all y'all is welcome. I've been here for 48 years doing this, but a lot of people taking kind of different kinds of vacations, doing different kind of things, socially distanced.
Yeah, and you called it early. RV sales. Lots of people going out and camping.
I said that
now.
In February. In one of our meetings, I said, hey, y'all watch RV sales. Watch what these things do. All right, 745 FM Talk 106.5. We're talking college football, yes or no, with Dalton coming up in just a second, and headlines from WKRG are straight ahead.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The SEC and other Power 5 conference commissioners held an emergency conference call Sunday to discuss the immediate future of college football. The call came after reports that the majority of Big Ten presidents want to postpone the 2020 season. Sports Illustrated reports high-level conference meetings are being planned across college football this week, with the expectation the season will be postponed to 2021. A man is in custody following a police chase in Foley. Police believe the driver threw drugs out the window before bailing out of the car and running away. He was caught near the home where the car was registered. We're about 48 hours away from the start of school in Baldwin County. Today, school officials will cut the ribbon on three new school campuses, Orange Beach Middle and High Schools, Florence Mathis Elementary School in Foley, and Bellforest Elementary School in Daphne. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
The concerned folks of Cook's Pest Control in Mobile reminds you to stay alert behind the wheel. It's back to school time. Slow down as you approach congested school zones and crosswalks. And always stop when you see the flashing red lights of stopped school buses. Remember, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This tip from the concerned folks of Cook's Pest Control in Mobile, leaders in community affairs along the Gulf Coast.
Good morning, 7:48 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. ESPN reported yesterday that there is growing concern among college athletics officials that the upcoming football season and other fall sports will be canceled or postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Power 5 conference commissioners reportedly held an emergency meeting on Sunday to discuss the immediate future of their college athletics programs. On Saturday, the Mid-American Conference became the first football bowl subdivision and Group of Five conference to postpone their football season. And ESPN's sources report that most Big Ten school presidents have indicated that they would also vote to postpone the 2020 season. There were reportedly no major decisions made on Sunday night among the Power Five conferences, but ESPN's sources have told them that the commissioners talked about trying to collaborate if schools do decide to cancel or postpone fall sports. ACC athletic directors will meet this morning, and Pac-12 university leaders are scheduled to meet tomorrow. There's no word on when or if SEC and Big 12 leaders will meet this week, or whether they're on board with postponing the season. Meanwhile, dozens of star NCAA football players used social media and the hashtag #WeWantToPlay to make their intentions clear about what they'd like to do this fall. Players from all five major conferences, including Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Alabama running back Najee Harris, came together to create a joint statement that expressed their desire to play the 2020 season while asking for uniform health and safety protocols for dealing with the pandemic. The student athletes also laid out their intentions to form a college football players association in the future. Coming up at 8:15, we'll talk with Paul Feinbaum from the Paul Feinbaum Show about these recent developments. And this Power 5 emergency meeting was called 2 days after the SEC released its final list of matchups for the 2020 conference-only football schedule. SEC teams already had 8 conference opponents scheduled for the season, with each team taking on 6 divisional opponents and 2 cross-division matchups. On Friday, the league added 2 more interdivision opponents for each team. Alabama will now face Kentucky in Tuscaloosa and Missouri on the road, in addition to the already scheduled annual matchups against Georgia and Tennessee. Auburn will face Tennessee and hit the road to take on South Carolina. LSU has it relatively easy. They added games against Missouri and Vanderbilt, and poor Arkansas may have the toughest draw of them all. The Razorbacks had games against Florida and Georgia added to their 2020 schedule. The SEC has plans to publicly announce the dates for all games within the next 2 weeks, but as mentioned earlier, that will only come if the season is not postponed later this week. On the PGA Tour, 23-year-old Colin Morikawa won the PGA Championship at Harding Park in San Francisco. It was only the second major tournament that Morikawa has played since his professional career began. While tied at 11 under par with English golfer Paul Casey, Morikawa hit an incredible 287-yard drive on the par 4 16th hole and then nailed the 7-foot eagle putt to take a 2-stroke lead.
Top tracer. Powered by Top Golf.
That looks like a wow.
It's sure brilliant, Nick. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
That was the call on CBS. The former University of California golfer wrapped up the tournament with a 6-under 64. That was the best closing round by a PGA champion in 25 years. Casey and Dustin Johnson finished tied for second at 11-under par. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick held off Denny Hamlin on Sunday in Michigan to complete a Cup Series doubleheader sweep. Harvick also won Saturday's race. Those two victories gave him 6 on the season. That's the most of any driver. And Harvick's 55th career victory moved him into a 10th place tie with Rusty Wallace for all-time wins. He's now 1 win behind Kyle Busch. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves swept a Sunday doubleheader against Philadelphia with a 5-2 and 8-0 shutout win in the 7-inning-long games. Braves slugger Ronald Acuna Jr. hit 1 home run in the first game and 2 in the second game to cap a great day at the plate. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Brilliant.
Outstanding.
Brilliant.
Magnificent.
Brilliant. All right. Be right back.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms. We'll be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on. As the new school year begins, Chief Kendrick, on behalf of the city of Robertsdale and the officers of Robertsdale Police Department, reminds you to stay alert in school zones, areas of congested traffic. Remember to be patient, watch for children, and follow the directions of the traffic guards. While we may face many challenges this school year, let's attempt to make this school year a safe one. This back-to-school safety message provided by Chief Kendrick of the Robertsdale Police Department. Community leaders taking part in the Gulf Coast Back-to-School Safety Campaign.
For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still say no new wrecks in the roadways. They've got the one clearing at the West I-65 Service Road South at Western American Drive, but wreckers are on the scene. Some heavier traffic through the George Wallace Tunnel, but the Bayway and the Causeway look great. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop their entire inventory online at springhilltoyota.com. It's just that easy. Follow the easy steps and schedule a store pickup or home delivery at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 755 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Yeah, like Charles says on the text line, bicycle sales through the roof. That's for sure. It's tough to find a bicycle right now. I interviewed that Cam Marston had on What's Working with the folks from Cadence 120. They were talking about people driving as far, I think, Texas or something like that, that somebody drove here to get a particular bike in a particular color. That's the reason, if you see me out there riding on a 7 to 9 year old youth model Transformers Transformer branded bicycle, that's why.
I've wondered, do those actually transform?
It transformed into Bent when I got on it. It's like, remember Grape Ape? There's
no,
a cartoon.
I do not. Yeah.
Google that, Grape Ape. Grape Ape would ride on a very small motorcycle, and he was a very big gorilla. It's kind of the look I had going on.
And it's not just those bicycles, but stationary bikes and exercise equipment. Those went through the roof, too, when these lockdowns began.
I'll tell you what I did. I have bought a machine from you and a machine from somebody else, and right now in our, like, The thing they would list it in a real estate listing would be bonus room.
Yeah.
You know, and I call it the room where you put everything else, you put everything into that you don't know where you can put it, you know. So I've got Stairmaster and the walker there, the treadmill.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, I like to walk outside, but there's August, you know, yeah. And it's nice sometimes to walk inside because of August. Mm-hmm. And I bought those. I've lived up to that. And like I said, on the pool side, we lived up to it as well. We inflated a pool and put it on the back deck, much to the chagrin of our neighbors.
I'm jealous, and I'm coming over this evening to get in that pool.
Come on. And it's nice. I got it pulled up right next to the patio table outside, so you can put your drink up on the table.
Oh, man.
Your phone up there and get in.
Styling.
All right, come on. Come on and get out and enjoy it. All right, coming up next hour, it's going to be 8:15, 8:20, I know, because he's got TV. That radio with pictures stuff that Paul Feinbaum's doing this morning, but he's going to join us as well. He's obviously in much demand this morning nationally as a discussion of college football season 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. You think the SEC is playing?
That's my optimistic hope that that's the good. SEC will play, but it is looking more and more likely that at least the Big Ten will postpone their season. That comes after the Mid-Atlantic Conference, Mid-American Conference, became the first FBS conference to postpone their season on Saturday. So lots of decisions will be made this week, and I'm sure Paul Feinbaum has some hot takes on that coming up.
That's right. Do you think a lot of pools and bicycles and boats have been sold already? Wait till you have no college football out there in the mix. Yeah, so sometime next hour we'll get Paul on, probably 8:15, 8:20, and we'll talk about it with you at 343-0106. Coming right back. News is next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The SEC and other Power 5 conference commissioners held an emergency conference call Sunday to discuss the immediate future of college football. The call came after reports that the majority of Big Ten presidents want to postpone the 2020 season. Sports Illustrated reports high-level conference meetings are being planned across college football this week, with the expectation the season will be postponed to 2021. A man is in custody following a police chase in Foley. Police believe the driver threw drugs out the window before bailing out of the car and running away. He was caught near the home where the car was registered.
We're about 48 hours away from the start of school in Baldwin County. Today, school officials will cut the ribbon on three new school campuses, Orange Beach Middle and High Schools, Florence Mathis Elementary School in Foley, and Belforest Elementary School in Daphne. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management. Airbus employees in Mobile want to remind drivers that schools are back in session and school zones will be congested with traffic and pedestrians. Stay alert, be prepared to stop suddenly, observe speed limits, and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. While driving, buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. Together, we can make this the safest school year ever. This message